name is Katie, and I'm filling in today on the KHSU magazine. We've got a lot going on. The California Indian Conference is coming up on April 5th and 6th, and also the 11th annual California Big Time and Social Gathering are also coming up. And in the studio with me to talk about both these events, I have Paula Tripp Allen, or PIM, who is here. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, hello.
And we also have Vincent Felice, who's here. Good afternoon and thank you.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us here this afternoon. We're happy to share about both events happening. We're really excited to have a real strong presence on campus in the next couple of days. This is the 32nd annual California Indian Conference, and it's actually the third time, I believe, Humboldt State has hosted it. And, you know, we've been doing the California Indian Big Time. This is our 11th year now. And we've really started to try and do programming matched up with the Big Time so as to encourage both the tribal and non-tribal community and campus community and non-campus community to have a lot of opportunity to come out and learn about California Indian tribes, California Indian issues, and see what we're doing. We're a pretty active, robust community. I think we have a lot of amazing things happening. And oftentimes they don't, you know, go outside of our little circles of sphere of knowledge.
Right.
So this is an opportunity for us to share a little bit about who we are and what we're up to with the larger community.
I'm so glad that you said all of that, because that invites people off campus to come on campus. Don't be afraid. I tell this story. I used to have a friend who was afraid. We were invited to go out to Willow Creek area to go to one of the dances to set the world straight. I forget which one that is, where you stomp a lot. And she was intimidated as a white person going to tribal lands and didn't want to offend or do anything wrong. And so this is why I'm so excited.
I think that you probably hit a really good point there, which is we do have a very active community, but much of our events, specifically our ceremonial events, some of our language events, those things are kind of geared toward tribal communities.
Right.
This is really an opportunity for us to share some of those things about us with the general community. This is the best time to come out and learn about who we are. We do, especially at the Big Time, there's an opportunity to see a little bit of the singing, a little bit of the dancing. We also have people doing some cultural demonstrations, some basket weaving, some carving, some traditional hand games happening throughout the day. And all of our presenters understand that we have people who don't know anything there. So we do a lot of explaining, you know, that's a good time to just kind of take it all in a safe kind of environment. And I think that's good. I think it's good on both sides of the coin there.
Now tell us about the conference.
So the California Indian Conference started off, and I don't know the exact history, but I know it started off primarily as a gathering of people in the fields of Native American studies, people studies, anthropology, archaeology, and it started off in the very beginning kind of as a gathering of people who studied California Indian people. And it is the only academic conference of its kind that focuses specifically on indigenous people from California. So a lot of conferences that you find will feature tribal people from throughout the region or from throughout the whole hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
This conference here focuses specifically on issues related to California Indian people. And over the years, it's become more of a community event as well. So in addition to people talking about Indian people, there's also Indian people talking about themselves there. So it's a real mix of, you know, linguists and community activists and scholars and academics and community folks, and all of them coming together to talk about issues that are important to us. Presentations range from language revitalization to environmental issues to current political issues and negotiations on cultural management and public and private lands. And, you know, it's just a really dynamic place. And the really exciting thing about it is we don't do all the programming. We put a call out for papers. And so we have people from throughout the state coming up to present on issues that they're specialists in. So that's what's really exciting. It's not just,
mm-hmm.
we don't really curate it other than we put the call out, we review the papers, and then we're able to bring them all together. So that's probably the most exciting part, is the diversity of voices, opinions, and experts you'll hear during the conference.
And sounds, I'm looking at that panel discussions that are fairly short, like an hour and a half, roughly. There's one, We Are the River, Connecting River Health to Community Health, because I keep thinking about the Klamath River and the salmon and Just amazing, right?
It really truly is amazing. I think we have a lot of amazing scholars locally, and then coupled with the amazing folks we're bringing from up and down the state who are want to be a part of this, it's really just has a really good feeling. And we're also really happy this year to be our two keynote speakers are actually two of our own, both professors in the Native American Studies Department, Dr. Kutcha Risling-Baldy and Dr. Kayla Begay, will be sharing a little bit about their projects. And so, you know, we've been saying we're going to be really celebrating California Indians the next couple days, and I know our ITEP house is very excited about it. We have a council called the Council of American Indian Faculty and Staff on campus. We're all gearing up for it. We're going to be kind of tired, I think, maybe by next week, but on the flip side, just really excited to be able to highlight, share, and celebrate a little bit about who we are with this campus community and the general community as well.
Right, right.
There's HSU students that are also presenting some poster sessions, so there's opportunity for research, so there's students that are doing that. I can remember vividly in 97, San Francisco State was hosting a California Indian Conference, and I was given a green light as an undergrad 21-year-old to put together a sacred sites panel, so I kind of just went at it haphazardly and brought all these, now that I knew at the time, but it's like Brian Tripp, Julian Lang, and Chris Peters, all these folks, and even had someone from the Forest Service, which they had a little bit of a conflict right in the middle of the panel. That was awesome. But I think it's the opportunity for students to, with their leadership development, with these events, either the Big Time or the California Indian Conference, a great opportunity. So I can think about that even for, I think Pim and I both, we started out with a lot of our own mentors, and now she and I are here kind of offering that for students. And so it's kind of full circle in a lot of ways, keeps this legacy of these events.
Yeah, and keep them strong and going and educating all of us, right?
Yep. We're really excited to have, you know, just the chance to talk about issues that so many of us are passionate about, both in our personal life and in our careers. And a lot of times these kind of issues get stuck in academia, right? That's where we have the opportunity to kind of dig into them. And this is our chance for academia to kind of open those doors and have conversations with people, all the people that are concerned with those issues. And I think it helps the field to grow. I think it helps for there to be understanding on both sides about all these complex issues. And, you know, in that way, I think Humboldt State University is the perfect campus to host this for this year. You know, we have a very robust Native American Studies program. We have the Native support programs on campus with ITEP and INTERCEP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have, like I said, our Council of American faculty and staff. We're 20, 30 strong on campus, which is a rare thing, you know, and we have a group that is actively working together to ensure that our presence is here and that we do our best to bring in diverse voices. We try and recognize tribal folks from, again, from throughout California, but also from throughout the whole United States. We have tribal members from tribes all over the place who are students here, mm-hmm. and we try and find ways for them to get involved and learn about us. And it's a really, I think, you know, like I said, I think it's a really good, going to be a good couple of days here on campus.
It sounds like it. And any last thoughts, because we're almost out of time. We have all these tribal people coming into town from out of town, so I think the community needs to know that to welcome and them as well.
Yeah, right? I did want to touch upon the discussion regarding the Big Time. So the Big Time, we are very blessed. Pim, and I'll speak out of respect for her and her family, what she brings. I'm Chumash from Southern California. She's a Karuk, as well as probably other tribes that are from up here, but she's from a very, I'll speak as if Pim's not even sitting here. I'm joking. But anyway, from a very traditional, what we call a dance family. I just wanted to kind of add the point that the Big Time, a lot of the songs that are shared are for the public, so they're not necessarily sharing ceremonial songs, so some mm-hmm. like medicinal that we call medicine songs or prayer songs. A lot of those are not used there at the Big Time or utilized or spoken out loud, So a lot of the groups, even though they come from very traditional backgrounds, we have a Maidu group all the way from Sacramento, Grass Valley, and the whole region. We have a Kashaya Pomo group. They have a certain name for their dance group, but they'll be up here in Talawas from the top of California. So that way the public can be there. And so when we have the ceremonies, which are very intimate, a lot of those are invitation only, where mm-hmm. families will reach out to you and ask you to be there. But this is certainly open for the public to learn about and just kind of commune and hang out. And lastly, it's really a great spot for all of us alumni to get together.
And just in closing, in case people don't know, the California Indian Conference is Thursday and Friday. It runs from about 8 to 6. We're going to have a small film festival. You can find more information online at the humboldtcic.weebly.com, and you can register for the conference on site, although the registration online is closed. And then for the California Big Time, we're 11 to 6 over in the gym. So we hope to see you guys out there.
Thank you so much for coming in and taking part here on the KHSU Magazine, and we'll see you in the next couple days.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks.